ki ne tu tuwa dilin tuwa dilin da yuna tes tuwa dilin chegos tani sher mnyung bu mangbu mangbu shira mangbul ha yo mare tani tuwa dilin des yuna tuwa dilin ai tuwa dilin jeru ches tani tuwa dilin mena tani sher mnyung bu ma jogi his
okay so I thought we could have some more discussion and questions and answers now. There isn't that much left of the Heart Sutra. So if you have questions, we could have a discussion. If there are no questions, then we could do a little bit more of the Heart Sutra now.
Mm-hmm. Can you speak more on the time of five generations?
Mm. Yeah.
체닝마.
음.
에 조부조부 어 딱히
Mitse.
Then young Dakwa Tawa Hagore, Nirimado Yomare, Tawaning Massing in the Tawa Messi Tawa Mungu Jata, Tonga Mungu, Tawanima. Did he Tonga Jata Mungu and the Garrison, the Tawanimi Taiwa? Say, do you mo Tawa. Simjinima, love do, Naranzo Gita to Sutela, Simjinima, Simjin, that Naranzo Gita, Dandagi, Cupki to Sugi Simjin, the Simjinimas. Simjinima, the Karichin,
Yes, so this is the time of the expansion of the five degenerations. And so the first of the, is the degeneration of time or lifespan. So the lifespan is considered to be short and decreasing now. And then the degeneration of time is another, and that is just that this is kind of generally a bad time. Then the degeneration of afflictive emotions, kleshas, that this is a time in which people have great anger, great envy, great desire, very strong mental afflictions, and degeneration of view, in which there are a great many views, but very few people who actually hold the correct view. And then the degeneration of sentient beings, which means it's a time in which there's a great deal of suffering and war, and very little virtue and good fortune among sentient beings.
Yes.
I was going to ask the question.
Yeah.
of it, when you say to believe the in what the bodhisattvas say and to trust that they really have your good sense in mind, but on the other hand, we're told to watch for teachers who don't have us
in thinking of us help in a good way. So how do you balance that? Chokchik ne kempo sonson jong chup na young dapa yinji minji negore ani gewe shenyen chinchi lokpa yore tene samsam
indu gana
dapa samsam dokpa kegi yore tene kanda sagore Traditionally, one would take years to examine a spiritual teacher to determine if this teacher was a proper teacher. And similarly, the teacher would take years to examine the student to see if this was a worthy student. And they would examine each other for a long time before any Dharma teachings were transmitted. But nowadays, it's not really like that. It's actually very easy to know, because the world has become so small, whether a spiritual teacher is really okay or not. You can tell right. You can find out right away, very quickly.
Google 지냅나요 하고 그래.
Yeah, just Google it.
Just wait, just.
My question is around the Heart Sutra, and my question is, not having practiced it before. I was wondering, yesterday when we practiced, there were different times you were clapping and then hands were in andale, and I think we repeated a few parts of it. So I was wondering, what are the specifics to the practice?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 근데 참참 랜섬 덴파리 아니 독독 사소파티
나몰라말라 차셀로 고네 쭉네 나몰라말라 차셀로 고쭉네 그봐 고쭉네 당보 응악장 그봐 나가 도버지지 매버지지 시워지지 랍도 시워지지 탱숨 도바 탱숨자 랍도 시워지지 거든지 양고네 양두세요나 양린
네네
렌숨숨 계속 두세 잡으면은 되네 렌직 숨어야 되 그래 도바디 도버지지 매버지지 니버지 시워지지 숨어지 되네지
So you recite the Heart Sutra from the beginning. And the sutra itself ends toward the bottom of page 5 with the line that ends Chomden Degi Songpala Ngumpar De Do. That is actually the end of the sutra itself. And then the Tayata Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sam Gate Bodhisvaha is the mantra, which you can recite as many times as you can, 21 or 100, whatever you have time for. And then, with your hands in Anjali, the palms joined at the heart, you recite Namo Lama La Cha Tsalo, and so on, down to the middle of page 6, where the very long line in the middle is Tsika Tundu Chepala Tene Ne Dudi Chenla Sopami Tumpe Chok Tam Che Chir Dok Par Gyurchik. So you clap at the word Dok. Dokpar gyurchik, and then mepar gyurchik on me, shiwar gyurchik on shi, raptu shiwar gyurchik. So that part from namo.
Where are you
I'm sorry. Is it, okay. just right below the very middle of the page 6, the line that begins, Tsika dundu che palatene, right?
Line 6, because there's two.
Okay, lines. Right. Yeah, there's
line
there.
Six, huh?
Well, there's only one line in the Tibetan. Okay. Tsika dundu che palatene. Is everyone there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the very end of that line, underneath, it says, Chir dokpar gyur chik. That's how it ends, right? So on the word dok, you clap. And then the next line, me par gyurchik, me, you clap. Ji war gyurchik, ji, you clap. And then you recite, raptu shi war gyurchik, and stop there. And then if you have time, you do this 3 times, going back to the bottom of page 5, namo, the very bottom line. And if so, from namo, homage to the guru, down to Raptu Shivar Gyurchik. You do 3 times if you have time. And if you don't, then just once, and then continue to the end. Was that clear, Meg?
That is clear. And my other question is, so we're encouraged to do this in Tibetan, not English, or do it a few times in Tibetan, one time in English, or just...
Nimachi Bevadun, Beyukdun, Nimachi Inyutun, Nimachi Beyukdun, Nimachi In... Ini tak dan ibu yang dan siapa inji dan tanya siapa dan dia cari muda dapat jadi na. Ini shopee ibu dapat jadi na kongda inji dan ini tak di shopee inji dan na kongda ibu dan dan dia muda macam jadi na. Ini dan dia siapa ini ya ni jauh yang itu sama harga itu.
It would be good to alternate. One day do it in Tibetan, the next day in English, the next day in Tibetan, the next day in English. So you can recite it in the morning in Tibetan, in the evening in English, and vice versa. So this way you'll learn the Tibetan and you'll also learn the meaning.
Yes.
We're doing the Heart Sutra in English. What word are we copying?
Avert.
Then they chikba rero. Taking ge chikba.
Injikay
tokla.
Okay.
Injikay obstacle and.
I can tell you. Mare.
Missed it.
Did dok? Doks are now reverse.
The verse is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the first one, reverse all evil obstructions and misdeeds. The first word would be reverse. The next line would be overcome. The next one would be pacified.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've always been curious about reciting the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, which is, of course, widespread throughout Asia and in the East. It's very common to see people with their malas reciting this mantra over and over again. We don't see that much here, but there are practitioners, of course, that do that, and I've always been kind of curious about getting some direction about that. I mean, I want to do it, but I've never really been told to do it or advised to do it or...
I will tell you.
Can boggy shell ne go go chong.
You have to do it.
Tony Summer, that's all.
동이 그런 때인데. 뭐 신동이나니 다 우리 함대 월신이 뭐디 땡데래 대봐. 엄마랑 동디 이세나 땡데인스. 해랑 가르 고낸 되게랬다. 개발이 뭐래.
In terms of the Shentong view, the Buddha nature is understood to be beyond interdependence, beyond dependent origination. In the Rongtong view, emptiness is none other than interdependence.
지금 대월세 모닝 보디 되니 가르송에도서나 딱 받아미다 빠니 이게 탈래 대봐. 대화담이 대원이 이게 탈래 대봐. 쌍화담이 쌍원이 이게 탈래 대봐. 따미다 이게 딱 받침보. 대화담이 대원이 이게 탈래 대봐. 대화침보. 근데라고 집에 신동 송의 값으로 다 지게 지금 어제 놀라 마셔가지고 집에 송송에 열다. 신동 언니 이게 다 왔송도가나. 땀이다 이게 탈래 대배 딱 받침보라고. 쌍미장 이게 탈래 대배 대화침보. 저에 지금 송송도 와. 땡들레 대봐. 간지 간다. 루이주일레 대봐. 지금 땡들 루이주일레 대봐. 지금 송도 신동송의 값어.
In the Shentong view, Buddha nature is understood to be beyond permanent and impermanent, beyond suffering and happiness, beyond pure and impure, beyond self and non-self. So it is the great permanence, the great purity, the great self, and the great bliss. It is beyond interdependence and beyond really the sphere of our minds. Beyond the sphere of thought.
Just to follow up, and what about dependent origination? Is that, would that be just another term for
interdependence and dependent origination are two translations of the same term.
Tendre chungi se pegi tendre marik baduje number se pe tendre dedang. Chidang ki tendre sengi de.
Okay, so there are the 12 links of interdependence that are analyzed in the, or mentioned in the Heart Sutra. And then there is the view of great interdependence, and that those two are a little different.
Can you say a little bit more about the great interdependence?
Mm-hmm. Pena chikita rabochina de chiki coffee cup churching. Co ransom madupte, tender imbeciles lagor. Tender imbeciles of the chiki ten chiki chung, tender chila ten a chick, tachik, chick, tutuba, chio maris. Coffee cup churching, co ransom maduba in de, co tongwani in des, co tender imbeciles.
That's all.
Dendi can't you 최선민 땡데라 땡네다. 그다다 왜나? 결혼디 간제니 결혼을 해서는 나라 나 여발라 땡네 결혼 여배 칠스나. 그러와 키 간제니 키열에 키열에 키열에디 좀 생각해서 나 두어스. 찍을데 찍 땡데 생인데 자 최선민 땡데라 땡네 딸 땡나파 그러 엄마 값어. 땡네 단다 땡데 중에디 지당 기다 레전드 당 냠낸 지당 거기 땡데 시고로와 배트그런 가가라와.
So we can look at any phenomena like my coffee cup and say this coffee mug is not truly established because it's empty, and it is empty because it is interdependent. It arises from interdependent causes and conditions, that all phenomena exist in this way. They arise in dependence on other conditions, and this is the meaning of emptiness. So why or what makes you you is that I'm me. Right. So this is the view of the, yeah, so if there's no me, there's no you. This is the view of the middle way. So this is interdependence as understood in the middle way.
Did you want know what the greatest interdependence was, though?
Yes, that's what he just explained.
Oh, that is. Okay, maybe I'm not talking to you. So this is a follow-up to that.
So I'm wondering, okay, so if self and external phenomena are empty,
mm-hmm.
because they are not permanent, not truly established, and not singular,
mm-hmm.
Is it the wrong to view then that Buddha nature and transcendent wisdom are also empty in that same way? Like, is that their view? And then the Shentung view is, no, there, it is different. Buddha nature, transcendental wisdom are, yeah, as Kenpo Jingbei just sort of described.
Mm-hmm. The Shentong view is that, could you finish your question?
Yeah, that Buddha nature and transcendent wisdom are, you know, the great permanence, the great purity. You know, mm-hmm. They do have qualities. They have qualities mm-hmm. that are beyond the emptiness. But I guess my mm-hmm. particular question is, does the Rongtung view Buddha nature and transcendent wisdom as empty in the same way, like that idea of not being permanent, not truly established, not singular?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tene rangdangi tawa dirbes che tam che tongpani res karin serna dampar dupa mare chik mare la sopa tene ten du rangdangi tawa ge wangyu chena gudewar sheke ningpo dang sharapki paro du chenpa yang dindra tongpa res
rangdang kapsu tongpa yinbasu.
Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a question about the term arhat. My impression is that arhat has realized the emptiness of self but not of phenomena. And I'm wondering, and this seems to imply the progression towards Buddhahood stops somehow. And I'm wondering, does it stop because of the limitation of the view that the arhat possesses, or is something extinguished in the arhat upon becoming an arhat that prevents them from progressing further along the path towards Buddha?
Rachompa, right? Rachompa, Gonzaki, Dame, Topareba, Yine Yang Chuki Dagme, Topa Yomare. Dene Gantaki Dagme Topne, Sangegi Gompong, Yar Rosigibes, Yamena, Degas Chapare, Ane Gelse, Yar Droma Tupna, De Dachompe Tawa Latene, Droma.
Tekwa chungchung rangi shetang chikdang, tekwa chenpo rangi shetang ni irabu yore.
Shetang, joshi gyaptang laso.
Dini tekwa chungchung rangi sungtang inna?
Tekwa chungchung
ki. Dajumba kubang topsan ne korangi tama dekharan res. Tekwa chenpo yala doya yomba res. Dini tekwa chenpo ilusu sungtang jedo, dini dajumba korang, dajumba top, dini gokbala nyambar shani, kalba jeti bardo dini, Kokbochik lanyam barsha.
Kechi.
Kalba jeti bardo kokbochik lanyam barsha. Tene sanje ki wezer ki tene. Oh, kerang de tingin sen la ya langsho. Da dende kerang ye tarba de tarba de. Ne kapchi ki da ko khora le tarba re besa tarba re de. Ine rajomba chenpo. Sanje ki rajomba di kerang tobe yo mare da. Une inji minji kerang isi jeti ba bango gudu. Gansa ki dam chö ki dam do gudu. Semjen rodan je gudu sene wezer. Tre ondo. Tene kokbali. Rajomati Gokwale, Tinia, Tingin, Langni, there's Bajin Janju Semke near Bajin Rokwaya, Tinde. Take what Chimbo, your Sung Sujik down, take what Chung Rang, your Sung Sul, Kamado, and you don't have me, you don't need a Sunday or take
Kitty, Kitty, Kapa,
Kitty,
Lasso,
Gokwachik, Lajamasha,
Lasso. There are different answers to that question in the Hinayana and Mahayana traditions. According to the foundation vehicle, the arhat has achieved the final goal, and there's nothing for nowhere further to go. According to the Mahayana, the arhat has attained the realization of the non-self of the individual, and then rests in the samadhi of cessation for 80,000 kalpas. And then the Buddha basically awakens the arhat from this state of cessation, emitting light and rousing the arhat from this samadhi, which is understood to be temporary. 80,000 kalpas worth of temporary, because this liberation is not ultimate Buddhahood. And so the arhat is roused from the samadhi, from the compassionate light of the Buddha, to continue to practice and purify the obscurations to wisdom and progress along the bodhisattva path. So that's the explanation from the standpoint of the Mahayana.
Said that it was a good idea to recite the text three times. So if we're doing it three times, I don't think you mean, I'm asking, that we do not recite the whole thing. I'm thinking that we do the homage once, and then we read through down to the end of the sutra at Shangden Day Day Jisan Kala Nongpar Tongdo. Then I think we come back up to day to the beginning of the sutra, Day Gay Dagi Topa Du Chi Na. We repeat the sutra two more times, and then we continue through the final, the end with the clapping and all. Is that correct?
Yes, if you have time, do it that way. If you don't have time, then you can do it just once with a to do 100 recitations of the mantra, and then continue through as you said.
Second question. You said earlier you were talking about the protectors and not to be afraid of the bodhisattvas. This is kind of a big question. I know we don't have time for a big question. But I'm wondering if there's a simple way you could say in the bardo, when there are wrathful deities that will appear in the bardo, but they're there to help us. And then there's demons. So when we're in the bardo, is there a simple way we might know the difference between a wrathful deity and a demon?
Chitang la cho dang shiwa sengen di ngarang la yore. Chiki cho dang shiwa sengen di chilo la yomare. Ganzo samla cho shiwa sengen chilo ni yungo sare dengyore. Ini mare, soso la yore. Cho diyang soso la yore, shiwa diyang soso yore. Soso la yore. Kare sana, da danda di zhukbu gi da zhukbu dang sha dang cha dang chiki sem dang disu, nang la yodugan la, dini shiwa dang cho dang disu, ganzo hagogo mare. Dini danda shiwa dang cho sengen di chilo la mare, shiwa dang cho gozi, dada gi namshi rakba disu cho re. 다다 남시 차와데서 시월에
남시 차파
라파 디토레 디무 첨부 가자 첨부 차도 첨부 지게 베 라파데서 여러 디스마 초월에 심정 심정업 주응아 직데서 파 참아 초응으로 샤르고 초월에 되니 시와 시와 생인데 시와 군신 남시 시와 디스가 심이 타와 타와 여러 심 타와 데서 참아 참아 다 시월에
다소
지시와 초 지당 칠로 칠로 시로도 바르드네 값서 칠로는 차로는 통과를 가려서는 소소기 떼니요 말아와 떼면도 칠로 던져도 되니 바르드 나와 살고래
The wrathful deities and the peaceful deities are right now present in our own bodies. They're not external. They don't come into us. They are present in our bodies now. So with the flesh and blood and mind that constitute our bodies, these peaceful and wrathful deities are present, but we don't perceive them. We don't really know this. But they're not external. Our coarse mental afflictions, our coarse thoughts are the wrathful deities. And our all basis consciousness is the peaceful deities. Now, when we die, we see these deities because we've left our body. We no longer have the support of our body. So they are just appearing to us without our having our because of our having been separated from the support of our body, we see them in the bardo.
Tini diso so so gi sim gi rangna imba ngoshena, tini dorjo gudo. Tini sim gi rangna mashi sim gi rangna imba ha magona, tini shenang nang rangnang nang pe mese kare khabushi gu yo gu sare ta.
If we in the bardo, if we can recognize them as being our own mind, then we attain liberation. If we don't, then they're very frightening.
Does the bardo only recur at death, or can you also say the bardos when you have gaps?
Bardo number
That's okay. There are taught to be six bardos. And we'll stop there for now.
Is it possible for a lay person to learn tanka painting? If so, how?
Mangcha dinsang, dinsang de mangcha java mang dikin ni sira java ani dikin pe kombu yore lay person mang bu yore dikin tanka mangcha.
Yes, actually today, Tonka painters who are monks and nuns are fairly rare, and most are lay people.